Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 16th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Migrant encounters top 200,000 in August. President Biden pitches his vaccine mandate to America's biggest CEOs. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduces legislation to extend pandemic benefits. A new report ranks the best places to live in the USA. Also ahead, should General Milley be charged with treason? But first, more than 200,000 illegal migrants crossed the border in August. That's a 320% increase compared to the same time last year under President Trump. The Biden crew is refusing to deal directly with the southern border, instead focusing on so-called root causes of illegal immigration, like corruption and organized crime in other countries. Therefore, millions of foreign nationals believe they have a chance to get into the USA, which they obviously do. President Biden meeting with some of the top business leaders in the country, including CEOs of Microsoft, Disney, Walgreens, after the White House announced strict vaccination rules for millions of workers. Biden is urging the industry leaders in America to require vaccinations by early October, or their workers get either fired or suspended, even though many court challenges will be in the system by October. This debate is not going to end. Radical left Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unveiling new legislation that would extend pandemic-related unemployment benefits to millions of Americans. Three federal aid programs expired last week. Economists say that all the free money is stopping some Americans from rejoining the workforce. They make more money sitting around at home. As of September 1st, there were more than 10 million vacant jobs in the USA. Money Magazine ranking the best places to live for 2021. Top five include Ashburn, Virginia, Flower Mound, Texas, Franklin, Tennessee, Carmel, Indiana, and number one, Chanhassen, Minnesota. Little chilly up there. That suburb outside Minneapolis is home to musician Prince's Paisley Park Estate. The best places are scored on income, access to nature, healthcare, business, crime, and education. Lowest on the list, Detroit and Washington, D.C. The message in a moment. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day: outrage over General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the most powerful military person in the world. The scandal, or alleged scandal, centers around phone calls Milley may have made that cast doubt on President Trump. And those phone calls were secret. I'll get to the controversy in a moment. But first, Milley the man. He is the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the principal military advisor to the President, Secretary of Defense, and the National Security Council. Milley was appointed by President Trump in December 2018. A native of Massachusetts, General Milley graduated from Princeton in 1980, where he received his commission from the Army ROTC. Now, according to a new Hate Trump book by Bob Woodward, the fourth one he has written denigrating Mr. Trump, General Milley thought Trump was dangerous and called the communist Chinese military on the sly. That's what Woodward is putting forth. In his book, Woodward alleges that Milley told the Chinese communists in January of this year that he would prevent President Trump from doing anything that would affect China. As usual, Woodward uses anonymous sources, but the general did make the phone call. And that was 2 days after the Capitol attack on January 6th. So we, the people, need to know what was said on that phone call. And the only way to get the true story is not from Bob Woodward, who again uses all kinds of anonymous sources, but from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Today, the senators on that committee should subpoena a transcript of Milley's call to the Chinese military. There's got to be a transcript, right? Well, I don't know. I've been investigating. Is there a transcript of calls made by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to overseas military people? Is that a routine? Because you know the Chinese communists are taping the call. It seems to me impossible that the U.S. intel agencies wouldn't know about it and the U.S. military would not chronicle the call on a transcript. Is this Dr. Strangelove here in America now? So we need to see what General Milley said, and Milley himself says, I didn't do anything wrong. I just did what I'm supposed to do. I have to keep in touch with other nations and their military. And after the attack on the Capitol, certainly they wanted to hear from me. That's Milley's story. But again, we don't know the true story until we see the transcripts. And if the transcripts don't exist, this country's in big trouble. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A new survey says 70% of U.S. households own a pet. While we welcome all types of animals into our homes, from pythons to parakeets, there is no denying Americans are dog people. More than 60 million U.S. households have a dog, including mine. While many enjoy man's best friend for companionship, others use dogs for their intelligence. From hunting ducks to defending your home, these specific pups lead the pack. Starting with the Border Collie, they are the fastest learners of all the breeds, picking up new commands sometimes in 5 seconds or less. They are also great at herding sheep and cows, should you have them. Next up, poodles. Don't let the silly haircuts fool you. These dogs are amazing hunters. They originated in the Alps of Austria to grab geese from the water. The locals over there call them Pudelhund, German for splashing dog. The third smartest breed is number one with American families, the Labrador Retriever. As the name implies, labs are great at fetch. Their gentle bite is ideal for carrying ducks without damaging the meat. They can even hold eggs in their mouths without cracking the shell. Some dogs are so smart, they're given some pretty unique jobs. Doberman Pinschers, for example, originally bred to protect police officers walking the beat. Golden Retrievers are experts at detecting narcotics. Springer Spaniels help hunters find truffles. But others, alas, are not so bright. The Beagle, often considered dumb, sorry Snoopy, because of its overactive sense of smell. Beagles are easily distracted and overexcited at odors that humans cannot detect. Bulldogs, also on the dumb list. The animals spend most of their time sleeping. Finally, the Basset Hound, regarded as the laziest dog, While the hounds have tiny legs, their bodies are the same size as much larger breeds. So they sleep longer because they're exhausted and they are prone to obesity. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.